Good morning. Another clear and cold start to the day across interior New York and New England with high pressure in control. The high will dominate the weather again today, keeping it dry, although sunshine will gradually fade behind increasing clouds as a storm system begins to approach from the deep south. A southeast breeze developing out ahead of the system will push temperatures into the lower to mid-40s on average for afternoon highs. The storm system will ride up the Appalachian Mountains and draw in moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and Atlantic Ocean, which will begin to fall as rain after dark tonight. As the storm moves our way, the rain will be heavy at times during the overnight hours, perhaps even with a few bursts of rain or rumbles of thunder, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. Out ahead of this system, the winds are expected to become quite gusty, especially over the higher terrain where wind gusts could exceed 40 miles per hour. More rain and wind for the day on Friday. Again, the rain could be heavy at times with a few rumbles of thunder, and temperatures will climb out ahead of this system well into the 50s across most of the region. The rain will persist into Friday night and early Saturday morning, then behind the system, with the wind flipping around to the northwest, colder air will begin to flow in. Early day highs will be in the middle and upper 40s on Saturday. However, temperatures will drop for the rest of the day, and during the afternoon, readings will fall into the 30s, with any leftover rain showers changing over to scattered snow showers. For the day on Sunday, we're looking at dry but colder weather with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the 30s. For Sunday night and into Christmas Eve day, skies will become mostly cloudy again as a weak disturbance passes through with a few light snow showers or flurries. On Monday, we'll look for mostly cloudy skies otherwise with highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it looks dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Christmas Day in the mid-30s, and then a chance of snow showers arrives back into the region on Wednesday in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper-level trough will continue moving through the Plains, Mississippi Valley, and Ohio Valley through the end of the week. This will push a storm system east across the Gulf Coast and then north across the eastern seaboard tomorrow. Gulf of Mexico and Atlantic moisture are expected to combine to create heavy rainfall for the eastern U.S. Widespread rainfall totals are forecast to be 1 to 2 inches across the southeast and the Appalachians eastward, with higher widespread totals of 3 inches in the Florida Peninsula, eastern North Carolina, and southern and eastern New England. Locally, higher rainfall amounts are expected around thunderstorms and where rain trains over the same location. As a result, there is a slight risk of excessive rainfall and flash flooding in effect today. Additionally, severe weather is possible along the Atlantic coast. There is an enhanced risk of severe weather in place across eastern Florida, issued by the Storm Prediction Center. And after a brief lull in the precipitation in the northwestern United States, a new storm will move in today, increasing precipitation chances again as a cold front moves quickly through the region. The higher elevations of the Cascades could see 12 to 18 inches of snow, and the northern Rockies expecting 6 to 10 inches of snow. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 28 degrees with a west wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 21 degrees, the dew point 16, 81% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.09 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 40s, Boston sunny in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 16, the average temperature 27, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 2.6 inches of snow for the month and 13 inches for the season, which is 2.4 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 61 set in 1957, and the record low 19 below zero in 1951. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with rain moving in tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with the chance of rain by dark and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain heavy at times tonight, temperatures holding in the 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with rain moving in early tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with a chance of rain by dark and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain heavy at times tonight, temperatures holding in the 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with the chance of rain after dark and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain heavy at times tonight, temperatures holding in the 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain heavy at times, perhaps a rumble of thunder becoming windy across the higher terrain, middle and upper 50s. Morning rain showers giving way to snow showers on Saturday, windy and turning colder, temperatures starting in the 40s, then dropping in the afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds, 30s on Sunday. A few snow showers on Christmas Eve for Monday, mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds on Christmas Day in the mid-30s. And mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers Wednesday in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.